Tuesday night, more than 6.5 million people tuned in to The Bachelorette on ABC. It was the second most watched show on TV that night. Here's a clip of Daniel talking to the show's villain this year, Chad.
You know, let's just pretend you're Hitler. If I'm friends with you...
Let's not pretend I'm Hitler.
Well, let's just say it. Let's just say it, you know.
Let's not say it.
Okay, well, let's say you're Donald Trump or something like that. I mean, if I hang out with you, it's going to make me look bad too, right? So let's, like, be not so much like Hitler, maybe be more like Mussolini, you know?
Joining us now is NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Well, I have to say, I've never seen the show, and now I think it's completely different than what I thought it was. But tell me, why do people love this show so much?
Oh, man. Well, you know, for me, that's the $10 million question, because I think it's terrible. But basically, both of these shows, The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, have presented this sort of princess fantasy for viewers that plays out like a soap opera. And the themes are, you know, finding true love and, you know, all of this in a very contrived, very manipulated process where that contrivance and that manipulation is hidden from viewers. And that's the problem that I have with the show, is that viewers can't trust a single second of what they're seeing. And so you're constantly watching this and getting the sense that these are sort of chess pieces that producers are aiming at each other to create telegenic TV moments that aren't necessarily any kind of depiction of anything that's actually happening in these people's lives. And so add to that the fact that it sort of reinforces these retrograde ideas about what romance is and what makes a woman desirable and what makes a man desirable.
Well, what about the gender roles that are pushed on these shows?
Well, one of the things that bugs me and other critics who've written about this show, for example, is where does a woman's value come from on this show? Does it come from her intelligence? Does it come from her achievements in, you know, whatever she chooses to do, her job or her life? Or does it come from the fact that she's attractive? There's a double standard, I feel, about sexual activity on these shows, where the male bachelor on The Bachelor show can make out with, and even you get the sense that maybe he's had sexual contact with a lot of the women and he doesn't pay a price. But there's a different set of standards applied to the woman when she's the bachelorette choosing amongst the men. Even the fact that she kisses and makes out with a lot of the men can sometimes draw criticism, which is a weird place to be in a show where the idea is to ostensibly sample these suitors and figure out which one she wants to be with, quote unquote, for the rest of her life.
Well, I hate to pile on, Eric, but I did notice that in 32 seasons of the Bachelor or Bachelorette franchise, there hasn't been a main contestant who was black.
Yeah, and that's another reason. You know, it highlights another blind spot of the show, which is it's a very white show, and even the contestants of color or the non-white contestants who appear on the show, you know, they have had a Hispanic bachelor. They've had a few Hispanic women who have been chosen by bachelors, but dark-skinned people don't tend to advance very far on that show. They've never had a black bachelor or bachelorette. And I think there's a vision of the show that is very deliberate and very focused and very contrived, and it does not often include people who have dark skin. And I think that's bizarre. And I think it's bizarre that fans of the show aren't troubled by that more, because it is suggesting that this fairy tale romance that the show is striving for and depicting is only accessible to certain kinds of people. And that ultimately is a terrible message for a show to send.
Eric, you were talking earlier about all of the behind-the-scenes stuff that the producers of these shows do to create what we see on screen, and maybe that's not exactly what reality is. It brings me to another show that came back this week in its second season called Unreal. Now, this is a scripted show, but it's kind of about the production of these bachelorette-type shows. I enjoyed the first season of this show. What did you think of this season, or what do we have coming up?
Well, I've seen the first two episodes of the new season. I think it's great. They start out with the show choosing a black suitor, is what they call their bachelor, a sports star who has controversies in his past, will be choosing amongst a bevy of women to find his true love. And they deal with all of the craziness and conflict and weirdness about race that you would expect to happen if they done that in real life. And in a weird way, it gives you a sense about why ABC is probably too skittish about actually doing it in real life, because there's a lot of questions about, you know, who would he pick? And if he's a black man who is focusing on white women, will that even turn off black viewers? And if he's a black man who's rejecting white women and focusing on black women, would that turn off white viewers? And can white viewers, who are the majority of the people watching the show, identify with this guy? And this show sort of dramatizes all of these backstage conversations that you think would happen with producers and would happen with talent, to try and manipulate them into producing the kind of stuff that we see on these shows. So I love it. I think it does a great job of highlighting the hypocrisies and the conflicts that come when you try to manipulate and contrive this sort of weird romantic situation on television.
So in other words, if you want to watch reality TV, probably more fun to watch a show that's not even pretending to be real about reality TV.
Exactly.
Well, Eric, one more thing I got to ask you about before we let you go. New show about O.J. Simpson, another one, documentary airing this weekend on ABC. Is it good?
Now, I know people think they've gotten their fill of O.J. Simpson, especially if you watched FX's American Crime Story, but this is a really, really good documentary. It's part of ESPN's 30 for 30 series. It's a five-part. They really examine O.J. Simpson as a cultural icon and what his arc means for all of us. It's a really, really well-done thing, and they come up with some revelations that even people who watched the FX series would not know about and would find surprising. So I would say it's well worth the time. It debuts on Saturday and runs through the rest of next week. It's going to be an amazing 30 for 30 documentary. It might be one of the best ones they've ever done.
NPR TV critic Eric Deggans. Eric, thanks.
Always a pleasure.